Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we'll be using it a little bit later for a sandwich giveaway from Urbane Cafe, two locations to serve you. Big shout out to Kathy, who was our winner last Friday for four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe. Kathy, thank you for being a loyal listener. And I'm told that it's also your birthday, so congratulations on winning on or near your birthday. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is potpourri. Each of my guests will present an interesting topic, no two of which are related. My first guest is a professional career coach, an author, and a speaker. He'll explain his three-step method to advance one's career from his book, Getting Ahead. My second guest is an expert on China and the CEO, COO of China Speakers Bureau. She'll discuss China's evolution from her 5 years of living there contained in her book, A Changing China. My third guest is the man behind many of the sitcoms we watch on TV, like MASH, Cheers, Frasier, The Simpsons, Dharma and Greg, and more. We'll discuss the business of writing for sitcoms and his latest website, sitcomquestions.com. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Joel Garfinkel is recognized as one of the top 50 coaches in North America, working for such well-known companies as Google, Amazon, Hewlett-Packard, Gap, Starbucks, and the list goes on and on. He's the author of 7 books and over 300 articles on leadership, executive presence, getting ahead at work, career transition, and work fulfillment. Joel is regularly featured in the national media, including ABC News, National Public Radio, The New York Times, Forbes, Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Fast Company Magazine. Joel publishes a popular bi-monthly newsletter, Fulfillment at Work, which is delivered to more than 10,000 subscribers in 25 countries around the world. Joining us from Northern California. Hi, Joel. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, thank you for being our guest. I mean, it's wonderful to have a thought leader like yourself to help us start off the week. But let's just start out, I guess, in the interest of full disclosure, I should tell the listeners that I received your email newsletter from 2001 until 2006. I found it invaluable. It was a great pick-me-up for my career and also for my spirit, so thank you for that. But I was reading your newsletter, Joel, during good economic times, relatively speaking. In today's economic environment, with high unemployment, moribund economic growth, little chance of a salary increase for employees, stock options that are increasingly less valuable, why should we be thinking about getting ahead? I mean, isn't mere survival really the instinct that we should be reverting to?
Well, if we go to mere survival, then we're just going to do status quo, and we're not going to go above and beyond what's necessary. And especially in this time, in this period of that we're in right now, you have to stand out. You have to get noticed. You have to get recognized. You cannot just sit and go, oh, let my work speak for itself. You know, only my boss needs to know what I'm doing, and my career will be taken care of. No, you have to be proactive and take initiative, because the whole idea is that most employees are passed by or completely overlooked simply because senior management doesn't know how valuable they are. So I feel in this time, in this period of where we are in our economy, that it's easy for people to say, oh, good, I have a job. Let me just hang out. No, you need to let people know how valuable you are. You need to put yourself out there. You need to be visible. And you got to make sure people are perceiving you in the right way. If they don't, you will lose out and stagnate in your career.
All right, well, let's go back and let's explode that myth that you just talked about, is that my boss will know that I'm doing a good job and he'll be my advocate. Doesn't it reflect well on my boss and also my boss's boss that I'm doing a great job for the company?
Absolutely, but when we come from a mindset that my work will speak for itself and only my boss needs to know what I'm doing, or even only my boss's boss, that it is vital that you get noticed beyond just those two individuals or even just your boss, because often we think we're in a safe place, but what happens if that boss leaves the company? What happens when, you know, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I was doing work with Cisco Systems recently, and I was working with a senior director there, and let's call him Brian. And Brian contacted me because he couldn't get a promotion, so it was long overdue and well-deserved. And he didn't get it because he only got buy-in from his boss. Not anyone else in the company who was influential in the decision-making process of whether to promote Brian or not, he didn't reach out to them. And what happens at Cisco and at many companies, they sit around a table discussing whether you should receive a promotion or not. And they talk about your character and your leadership qualities, projects you're managing, the people you oversee, the results you achieve. And each manager tries to sell his candidate about being the most deserving person for the promotion. Now, what if your boss isn't great at selling you, which is what happened with Brian, and secondly, and didn't do a good job representing all the accomplishments Brian did, and secondly, Brian lacked visibility, which is my main point. So all the senior people who are sitting at that table making the decision whether we should promote Brian or not, a lot of influential people did not know who Brian was and what he was specifically doing. And that's Brian's responsibility. He cannot rely on his boss to do that.
All right, my guest is Joel Garfinkel. And Joel, let's just drill down one more second on that whole idea of promoting and moving ahead. I mean, first of all, doesn't it threaten your boss if you are highly visible, and doesn't it threaten his or her position that you might outshine them if you become visible and known throughout the company, as you suggest?
Well, some situations, if a boss is pretty insecure, that can happen. But oftentimes what I see is that you make your boss look good, and that's the key part. If you make your boss look good and you make the department look good, your boss is going to appreciate what you bring to the team. And so what you want to do is, it's not all about I, look what I did. You want to start to share some of the limelight and some of the things that you've accomplished. So put your boss's name in that, or sometimes give credit to your boss at a greater degree than what he actually did or she did. And they'll notice that that happened, even though it's not talked about, that he got a lot of credit for the work he did, even though it wasn't that much work. So it's like, what you want to do is you want to make sure your boss is included in the accomplishments and impact that your team and your group does, so your boss doesn't feel like they're being impacted by your visibility. They're going to see that as you become visible and you share that visibility with your boss and you share the results you're achieving with your boss, other people of influence see that your boss is also getting the wins and the positive perspective of the team and the group because of what you're doing. So it's important to have that mindset, because you're right. Some bosses can get pretty insecure and jealous and have a hard time that you're actually outshining them.
I see. We're speaking to Joel Garfinkel, author of the book Getting Ahead, 3 Steps to Take Your Career to the Next Level. And Joel, you teach, it's your signature method of getting ahead. It's the PVI method, where PVI is an acronym. So take us through it. What does PVI stand for? And then take us through each of the 3 steps, if you will.
Well, it's got the PVI model of professional advancement. You know, for 20 years, I've been asking the question, what makes one person more successful than another? You know, what do they have that maybe you don't have? And what I found was the PVI model came out from that situation. I found that the most successful leaders have gotten to where they are by applying this model of professional advancement. Now, what it is the P stands for improving your perception. It's about creating the right image of yourself so that the perception accurately reflects your impact on the organization. You know, Warren Buffett said, it takes 20 years to build a reputation in 5 minutes. To ruin it. Now, if you think about that, you'll do things differently in how you're being perceived. The second thing is increasing your visibility. This is about increasing your profile across the organization and among higher levels of management by standing out, getting known, and letting people, you know, recognize the work you're doing. With visibility, people often fear visibility. A Japanese proverb comes to mind. The proverb says, the nail that sticks gets hammered down. So whether speaking up feels unnatural or simply you tend to be a bit shy or hesitant, you still must find a way to be visible or your career will suffer. So it's vital that you put yourself out there and that you are visible. The third part is exerting your influence. Now, this is something that people often feel that, oh, if I'm in a position of authority, then I'll have influence. Well, power is not necessary. Authority is not necessary. A title is not necessary. What is necessary is influence. And what amazes me is when I work with my clients, I see that no matter where they sit in the organization, or you know, they can make an impact, and they can alter and improve situations. So it's important to know that where you sit, what can I do to be more influential?
All
so
right.
Everyone has access to perception, visibility, and influence, which is my PVI model.
And it is a great model. Let's dive into it a little bit more detail, if we can, Joel, because there are some parts of that, while it makes great sense on the surface, you really have to peel the onion back to learn a little bit more. And let's start with perception, the P of the PVI. Give us some things that influence our office's perception of us and how others, particularly higher ups in the organization, perceive our work.
Well, one thing we have to realize is that everything you do is being remembered and being noticed and being recognized. So you're in a meeting and you don't speak up very much, that gets noticed. If you're speaking up more and actually saying really valuable and important things, you get recognized as someone who knows what they're doing. If you're not, you know, visible and also creating the right perception on how you're communicating via email, when you speak at meetings, when you finish a project, how do you communicate what you did on the project and how successful it was and how much impact it had on the company? So you can do a great job on a project, but if no one perceives how much impact and value you provided on that project that you specifically did, then you're not getting noticed. So perception is key, that you're making sure that you're being seen and recognized for the actual value and impact you're making on the company. Because too often I see my clients and people out there in the workforce who do an incredible job, but not enough people know about the job they're doing and how valuable it is. And so that perception needs to be created so you'll be seen in the way you want to be seen.
My guest is Joel Garfinkel, author of the book Getting Ahead. And Joel, you just mentioned you really have to promote how successful you have been in your job. How do you know what's important and valuable to your organization? I mean, give us some ways to track a person's value, my value to an organization.
Great question. One thing I have my clients do is I have them on a week-to-week basis. They track their accomplishments. In tracking their accomplishments, they think about, and they got to do this regularly. It takes maybe 5 or 10 minutes, but it's sometimes hard to get into that habit. But they track, what am I successful, how I've been successful on the project? What are some influential people and what have they said about me? Because sometimes people will say in passing, you know, that was a great project you worked on. We really appreciate the work you did. Jot those down. Track everything you're doing. So when it comes time to review maybe what you've accomplished and the impact you've made, whether it's a performance review or not, or whether you're talking to someone 3 levels above you at a meeting and he says, how's the project you're working on? You should have in your mind what you've done and the value of it. And so you should have pages and pages of notes of these accomplishments so it's in the forefront of your mind. The other thing that's important is to sit down with your boss and understand what's important to my boss. What's important to my boss's boss? What's important to the organization as a whole? Be clear on that. Sometimes it's more important to do the work that your boss has deemed important than it is to do something that you might deem important.
And that makes sense. My guest is Joel Garfinkel. Joel, in your book, one of the great examples that sort of solidifies everything that you talk about is the Sony PlayStation example and Ken Kutaragi. I think I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Talk to us about that story. How does that really exemplify everything that you teach in the PVI model?
Well, it's a long story, but the bottom line is basically this individual who became the father of what we call the father of the PlayStation, he created the PlayStation. But in so much of what he was doing was out of the box and out of the thinking, and people did not, inside his company, it was a Japanese culture. And a lot of times in Japanese cultures and Asian cultures, sometimes the situation, this is quite common, that you're not supposed to stand out or stand out and get too noticed. Well, he put himself out there a lot, and a lot of people in the culture didn't like him. But he had visibility and influence all the way to the CEO. So when it came time to people wanting to kind of push him out, the CEO said no. And within a year after that, he started to work on a project all by himself, independently of anyone else. He took the initiative to do this and then took his influence and showed that the PlayStation could be created through Sony. And he was able to create it. And ultimately, he was able to bring hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to the company. And the main thing that he was able to do is that he was able to fast track to that next level, be a valued employee, be a leader who's in demand, by basically creating an idea that he believed so much in that he was able to show why this idea could have traction and become something that Sony became known by. But he had to create a lot of influence and a lot of buy-in from his peers and from people throughout the company.
Well, Ken's story really does exemplify everything that you talk about in your book, Getting Ahead. So, Joel, give us some examples of what listeners can do immediately to start increasing their PVI within their organization.
One thing I would do is I would sit down. I would do this today. Don't hold back. I would sit down today, go up to your boss or schedule time this week, and say, ask this one question. It's an intimidating question, but I guarantee you'll get incredible feedback. How am I being perceived in the company? Ask that question. You'd be surprised. You could ask your peers. You could ask superiors, executives, your boss, people below you. How am I being perceived in the company? Explain that you're wanting to understand how they're viewing you, because you know what? You might view yourself one way, and I see this so many times, where you're viewing yourself one way, but everyone else views you differently. You might be someone who talks a lot at meetings, but you don't even know you do it, and everyone else gets annoyed by it. It's important to know how you're being perceived.
Without a doubt. And it's a great question, Joel. My guest has been Joel Garfinkel, author of the book Getting Ahead, 3 Steps to Take Your Career to the Next Level. Joel, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, Getting Ahead?
Well, the bottom line is, you know, I believe that I've always felt that this is something that people need, a competitive advantage. People need something in today's marketplace when you're competing against a lot of different people who know what they're doing, and sometimes in a competitive environment where people are excelling beyond you and they're maybe doing a better job of promoting themselves. For you to compete, you get this book. If you're shy, if you're hesitant, if you're unsure of yourself, if you're not feeling like you're doing a good enough job representing yourself in the company, you need to self-promote yourself better. This book will help you do that. This book will get the recognition you want and the promotion you deserve.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Joel Garfinkel, author of the book Getting Ahead. Joel, if people are intrigued by what they hear from you, they want to learn more about you, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
My website, GarfinkelExecutiveCoaching.com. And there, they will get, at that homepage, a free sample chapter. They can download the first 40, 50 pages of the book. I think they would get great value just reading that. I do the whole first chapter on perception. So there's a whole free chapter available at the website.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Joel Garfinkel. Joel, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.